Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy holidays to you and yours. I'm Patrick Claibon, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Week 16 kicks off today as Drew Brees and the Saints play host to Kirk Cousins and the Vikings at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime Video. Giants head coach Joe Judge says he plans on having offensive coordinator Jason Garrett in Baltimore and calling plays for Big Blue on Sunday. He notes that there are still some logistical measures being worked out. Garrett was unable to work the Giants' Week 15 loss to the Browns. Judge also said he's really encouraged about the prospect of Daniel Jones starting against the Ravens. Jones, who officially was a limited participant for a second consecutive day, has missed two of the past three games because of ankle and hamstring injuries. Saturday, there's a triple header of NFL action with playoff implications in every matchup, starting off with Tom Brady and the Bucs visiting the Lions. For a preview of that contest, here's Sarah Walsh.
Lions interim head coach Daryl Bevel told us, "This is the times that we are living in. You have to be ready for everything, and you have to be ready to adjust." They are making major adjustments on the coaching staff this week after Bevel and four other coaches were ruled out of Saturday's game against the Buccaneers because of COVID protocols. Robert Prince, the team's wide receiver coach, steps in for Bevel to assume head coaching duties. And Sean Ryan, the quarterback's coach, is going to be calling plays, something he hasn't done in any level of football. Bevel said he's going to work with Ryan to just practice calling a game. Now, Bruce Arians sees this a little differently. He says, now the Bucs have to throw out all the tendencies they were preparing for because the Lions have new play callers on both sides of the ball. He also sees it as a chance for these coaches to audition for some heavy-duty jobs, and he expects the Lions will throw the kitchen sink at him.
Watch the Bucs and Lions exclusively on NFL Network at 1 p.m. Eastern. The middle game features the electric second-year quarterback Kyler Murray and the Cardinals playing host to the 49ers. Omar Ruiz standing by with more on this one.
Even though it's possible the Cardinals could clinch a playoff spot by the end of this weekend, they say they're solely focused on the 49ers. Kyler Murray telling me this week that they've made mistakes in games this season that are simply unacceptable. He also said they've been in playoff mode since their last loss, Week 13 against the Rams, and he would expect postseason competition and the intensity about those games to ramp up even more here down the stretch. He said if they're going to have a chance to not just get to the playoffs, but make a deep postseason run, they'll have to clean up those mistakes. The 49ers, meanwhile, are getting superstar tight end George Kittle back. Head coach Kyle Shanahan announcing that the star tight end will return to the 49ers lineup for the first time since Week 8 after recovering from that broken foot.
The Niners and Cardinals face off on Amazon Prime at 4:30 p.m. The last game can be seen on NFL Network as Miami travels to Las Vegas. Steve Weich with more.
Raiders head coach John Gruden said he didn't want to let the cat out of the bag as to whether it'll be Marcus Mariota or Derek Carr starting against the Dolphins at quarterback Saturday. But Gruden said that Carr's made enough progress from that groin injury, it's where he'll be optimistic and ready to go. Now, Gruden is leaving a little mystery in the air by saying both quarterbacks practice well, but remember, Carr went from limited Tuesday to practicing fully twice the rest of the week. As for the Dolphins, head coach Brian Flores said they're preparing for both quarterbacks. They've got different styles. Of course, Mariota's more mobile, Carr's more in the pocket, but he said he doesn't want his team to be caught off guard in a game with this much importance.
Remember, you can see Dolphins Raiders at 8:15 p.m. on NFL Network. For a complete preview of every NFL game on the slate this week, make sure to download the Around the NFL podcast. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Patrick Claibon, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.